This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu.
The Pentagon signed off on a settlement that will eliminate any reference to the sexuality of tens of thousands of former service members.
Five veterans who said they were discharged from the military under Don't Ask, Don't Tell, the policy that blocked gay people from military service, sued the Pentagon on behalf of about 30,000 veterans. The group said they were not given honorable discharges even after Don't Ask, Don't Tell was repealed, and that had a negative impact on their lives. The Pentagon's now agreed to a settlement that approval from a judge would allow those denied an honorable discharge to be eligible for immediate review for upgrades. Ron Clark, ABC News.
In the Tibet region of Western China, a magnitude 7.1 earthquake. China says at least 32 people were killed. McDonald's says it's ending some of its diversity practices. The fast food titan citing the 2023 Supreme Court decision outlawing affirmative action in college admissions. This is ABC News. Mark. Canada will be getting a new leader. Justin Trudeau announcing he's stepping down as Liberal Party leader, and his prime minister wants a replacement his name. Canada has been the target of President-elect Trump's barbs.
Trump has been goading Canada for some time. He certainly attacked the finance minister, deputy prime minister, when she stepped aside, taking to social media to condemn her and saying essentially good riddance. But again, mocking Canada as the 51st state and Justin Trudeau as its governor.
ABC in panel. The Air Canada flight was landing at Halifax when one of the landing gears failed. Passenger Steve Maher.
And all of a sudden there was this big rattle and rumble throughout the plane. And then that quickly turned to sparks. The left engine was being dragged across the runway. Fire was just outside the window.
The plane coming to a lopsided stop. Emergency crews dousing it with fire foam. 72 passengers and crew exiting unharmed. Richard Canton, ABC News.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as you move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our community. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is great.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early and only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save you. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the National Association of Workforce Initiative and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers with a Big Ten conference win at Rutgers, 75-63. John Blackwell leading with 21 points. Head coach Greg Gard after the game.
We know we're always in for a battle when we come here. Life on the road in the Big Ten is very difficult. So when you can get road wins and lead wire to wire like we did, a really good team win, and obviously a lot of contributions from across the board.
NBA. The Bucks snapped a two-game losing streak with a 128-104 decision over the Raptors in Toronto. Chris Middleton sitting out with ankle tendonitis. NFL, Matt LaFleur says that Packers wide receiver Christian Watson suffered a torn ACL in Sunday's loss to the Bears. Watson will spend the next year recovering.
I know he'll attack it the right way. He'll handle the adversity. It'll just be a bump in the road for him. I think he'll come back better. That's just how he is built. That's how he's wired. He'll be good. It's just going to be down the road.
That's Matt LaFleur. Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwab. Actor Craig T. Nelson belted out the national anthem before the Bears-Packers game on Sunday. The actor stars in Green and Gold, a film about a farmer who bets on the Green Bay Packers to save his Wisconsin farm, part of which was shot in Door County. The 80-year-old actor complimented the Packer fan base and called the opportunity of standing near the Packers logo at Lambeau Field an absolute thrill. Green and Gold hits theaters January 31st. Frontmen don't do humble, but today, I was. Those are the words of U2 lead singer Bono, who received the Presidential Medal of Honor from President Joe Biden last weekend. Other recipients of the award went to Hillary Clinton, Irvin Magic Johnson, Bill Nye the Science Guy, Michael J. Fox, and conservationist Jane Goodall. Bono is the winner of 22 Grammy Awards in his career. The White House said he was selected for the Medal of Freedom due to his tireless work against HIV and poverty. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Beach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds increasing for the overnight with a light breeze. The temperatures dropping to the upper single digits. On Tuesday, mostly cloudy skies and highs in the lower 20s. Those winds remain light out of the north. On Wednesday, partly sunny in mid-teens. Currently 5 degrees.
Next night, like Tim Dennis, host of the Darkness Radio podcast, joins the show. Then we talk about the Milwaukee comedy scene with comedy sports head coach Mike Kalf. Let's light it up Tuesday's done.
Nightlight with Peach Wamba, weeknights from 6 to 8. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Peach Wabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy still not convinced computers are here to stay, Peach Wabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Let's light it up. It is a Monday night here in the state of Wisconsin. A beautiful but frigid night. Live from Madison, Wisconsin. Always fun to do the show from here. Holding back, holding the fort down.
You don't see the kegs. They're on the other side. We had a mixed party.
You know, when I was your age, if I had to do a morning show starting at 6 a.m., there are nights when I could have just gone right onto the air from a party. Like, just stayed up. I could never do that now, but this is actually the perfect time for it. Wherever you are joining us from in the great state of Wisconsin, folks, it is great to have you with me on this Monday. We all need some cheering up. It's the first week of ordinary time, I would say, after the holidays. We probably all need a pick-me-up. I know that I kind of let the holidays go extra weekend. Substack, if you want to check out A Man About Film at that Substack, he will keep you informed. Does a great job there, too. And I will say, Conrad, I don't know what what you did over the break. Mostly, I played a lot of routine. I did mention that briefly last week. How long has it been since you played?
I'd say probably about like 6 months. Yeah, one of my friends who lives in Green Bay actually has a Wii, and coming back from bars, we play some Wii bowling. Our favorite would be Wii Golf.
Wii Golf, I don't really like it. My Wii impression.
Yes.
But Wii Golf, kids and I, one that we played 3 hours, 3 point Wii Sports Resort, they have 3 point. And we just shoot and shoot, and it's so much fun. It's so addictive. So I would say, overall, Wii is my favorite video. Like the interactivities, I like you get to stand up if you want to. You're actually doing something, not just using your phone. No judgment against other video games, but I find this to be, you have a lot of laughs when you play too. It's like whether you throw a gutter ball in a video game, or a three-point contest, or golf, or whatever. So much fun. And, brought us together over the holidays. Like, it used to be 10 years ago, so it was a great holiday season for that reason. And it brings us, ladies and gentlemen, to our question. Live from Madison tonight, Conrad holding the fort down back in Green Bay.
Country and community.
Conrad.
It's local radio at its best.
Regarding sports highlights.
If you're not pleased.
Okay. From WRCO-FM 100.9.
Last night between the Golden Globes and Minnesota-Detroit. My son really wanted to watch Minnesota-Detroit. I was in Milwaukee staying with him in his apartment, so he kind of, his TV, he kind of won. But after that, we watched highlights. You know what really irritates me is when there's a really exciting game and they show you something from the game, and what do they show you? The game-winning field goal, a 40-yard field goal, the most boring play in the whole game. Show me the play that set the field goal up. You know, great run, the tiptoe catch that's on the sidelines. Those are highlights. It's like when you watch, like, MMA or something. And ESPN always does this. The highlights are a guy laying down, knocked out. But show me the highlights. I know they want to get you to buy it, but the NFL can show something else. To me, that's like lazy. Oh, here's the field goal. He kicked. It's not really a highlight. And last night, it was like three in a row. It's the guy kicking a field goal. It's a good play. Am I wrong?
No. I mean, field goals are really, they're not easy, though. So, you can't just go past.
Boo. Boring. Don't care. You're not fun to watch. It's a kicker. I hear you. But I don't think that's the the most exciting part. I think they could show a great pass or run or a big tackle, something.
Or that big horse color.
Oh, the Bears Packers. Oh, we haven't talked about that.
The crowd.
We were so due.
The crowd.
Were you at the game?
Oh, my. They would. Everyone was so mad. It was definitely a horse call. Terrible tackle on his part. I just let him throw the ball away. That was unacceptable.
They had him on the run.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, that was surreal. I think, you know, and right as the announcer,
I was at the game, so I,
okay.
Yeah, it was cold.
It looked cold, and it looked, did you see, what did you think of Craig T. Nelson seeing the national anthem?
I think you did a really good job. I thought, you didn't like it.
He did a good job. He carried it too.
Yeah.
I don't think, and maybe I'm holding him up too. Like, we have Katie Spelling coming in here tonight. She's a great singer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Craig T. Nelson is a great singer. He did a good job.
Yeah, he did a good job. Yeah. There was someone behind me when he was singing. He's like, come on, give it some. He's like, come on,
he was
sing.
That to Craig T.
Yeah.
Whatever. He's 80 years old. You know, it was kind of cool that he was there. He had really cool stuff to say about that was fun. The movie, you know, I didn't really know anything about it until Clemens was on the show last week and started talking about it. I'm not very curious. I want to get someone to
be
on the show. Because I guess they filmed it right now in Door County. So, we'll have to look forward to that. Apparently, it's a story about a farmer who bets everything in the Packers to save his farm. Might also be a gambling addict. I don't know.
Yeah.
But
it depends what year it is, you know.
So, and then we got Golden Globes to talk about. I thought, you know, from what I saw the broadcast, I saw most of it, but of course it's today, and so much last night. So it was great. You know, last year was that Joe Coy fiasco with the MC and the writers and all that kind of stuff at the game last year. I thought Nikki Glaser, she kind of hit or miss for me, but she is funny, and she's a presence, and I thought she did a pretty good job. You don't, though. Or did you like her?
No, okay. So I said there were some moments where I was like, it was kind of cringy a little bit to me. But, yeah. I mean, still Nikki Glaser. I think she's a great comedian. So, I still enjoy
it. Martinis. Second one's a freebie. Happy
I
Friday afternoon.
I got the clip where she's
sitting here admiring the summer dress that's shining through.
Let's play that. This is Nikki Glaser from last year.
Actually, your name sounds like something Adam Sandler would say.
Shadow me. I did my day. Shadow me. Oh, yes, you made a shadow me.
I think Sandler's here. Sandler, can I get a shadow me?
That's good TV. It was nice work with Cage and Sammy. Nice work with Will. And I thought her joke about doing too. She was talking about the games.
Honeysuckle talking. Last call on Milwaukee.
Was
out there to a checker.
And for the moment, it's a big one. We'll talk all about that with Matt Miller at 7:20. Coming up after the news. Katie will be here in studio. We'll read some of your texts coming up next.
Get straight to Keelan Trump.
Monday night. I'm going to be live here tonight. We're at Wawa Civic Meeting. Radio.
Center, WRCE, Nightlight with Beach.
Schwaba.
I drew my brother's name one year, and we went to the mall, and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing a gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Beat. That was my gift to him. And I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzz.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woos. Now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. And that's a Tremita and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has
no,
it?
No, not at all.
The Wall Street Journal. So after what they just said 4 years ago, Maggie, they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again? Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
News from the center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Lose like 142 to nothing.
Like, I'm never playing that again. Why would I ever play that again? And I'm not going to play it and practice it to get good, because that just seems pathetic.
But Eric from Madison says, Bostonia.
How did I exist until I kissed
you? I think it's like Space Invaders, if I'm not wrong.
Okay. Never had you on my mind.
Thank you, Eric. Ronnie from Arkansas. Pac-Man. One of the classics. Anytime there's a video game that they spit a song, someone plays a song out of it, that's pretty big.
Oh, yeah.
They're Pac-Man Fever.
Things
changed since I kissed you.
It's not a great song, but I mean, it's impressive.
My life's not the same.
Steve from Florida, he's on 920, says, my brother bought me a Nintendo game back in the day. At first, I thought, why are you wasting money on a stupid game? Now turns out, I ended up getting addicted to the game where I ended up saving the princess.
Wow.
That's a serious time commitment. That's impressive. The sad thing is, when I saved the princess, I was playing by myself and wasn't able to share the experience with my brother and friends. So I think you're making it up. I believe your dad saved it. Your dad, is he an embellisher, Conrad?
I think he saved the princess. I think he did it. Oh, yeah, I saved the princess.
Now I can't live without you.
Dating anyone? Monica, 608, she's in Mount Vernon, says, grew up on Pong, but we didn't have other video games. For a while, they had a youth center in my town, and I was the queen of pinball. She says, I could play all evening on 75 cents. My parents got a computer after I moved out. When I would visit, my dad would say he knew I was playing Tetris, and he heard me swearing. But if you're competitive, you know, I have a friend who's a comedian.
Oh, yeah. Who is staying, I kissed
you. Rich James.
I kissed you.
Rich went to bed, and our mutual friend was playing Tetris at like 1 in the morning. Rich woke up the next morning, and our friend was staring.
Why didn't you teach me a thing or two?
Like, that's how, if you have an addictive personality and you have an addictive game, I totally see how that can happen. With my kids this weekend, I was playing, I told you, the three-point contest at Wii. We played for 2 hours plus. And you sit, and then two other people go, and then it's your turn again. It's really fun, but that's a technique, too. Let's go to the screen. Frank says, favorite video game from Days of the Arcade, Battlezone, Robotron, Dragon Slayer, Donkey Kong. I'm not going to make a hear her lovely voice on the other side of the news. The news from your civic media news team, which keeps you informed.
I'm just an old jukebox junkie, spending my time, spending my money, feeling this heavy with hardcore country. I'm just an old jukebox junkie. I can't stand it here. Music stop. I can't stop.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Pentagon signed off on a settlement that will eliminate any reference to the sexuality of tens of thousands of former service members.
By veterans who said they were discharged from the military under Don't Ask, Don't Tell, the policy that blocked gay people from military service, sued the Pentagon on behalf of about 30,000 veterans. The group said they were not given honorable discharges even after Don't Ask, Don't Tell was repealed, and that had a negative impact on their lives. The Pentagon's now agreed to a settlement that, pending approval from a judge, would allow those denied an honorable discharge to be eligible for immediate review for upgrade. Brian Clark, ABC News.
In the Tibet region of western China, a magnitude 7.1 earthquake. China says at least 32 people were killed. McDonald's says it's ending some of its diversity practices. The fast food titan citing the 2023 Supreme Court decision outlawing affirmative action in college admissions. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Spending my money beating this head with hardcore.
Badgers win on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers with the Big Ten Conference win at Rutgers, 75-63. John Blackwell leading with 21 points. Head coach Greg Gard after the game.
You know, we're always in for a battle when you come here in life on the road. Big Ten is very difficult. So when you get road wins and lead wire to wire like we did, a really good team and obviously a lot of contributions from across the board.
NBA, the Bucks snapped a two-game losing streak. 128-104 decision. Raptors in Toronto, Chris Middleton sitting out with ankle tendonitis. NFL, Matt LaFleur says that Packers wide receiver Christian Watson suffered a torn ACL in Sunday's loss to the Bears. Watson will spend the next year recovering.
I know he'll attack it the right way. He'll handle the adversity. It'll just be a bump in the road for him, and I think he'll come back better. That's just how he is built. That's how he's wired. There'll be good. It's just going to be down the road.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There was a lion's roar atop the box office this past weekend. Mufasa took first place on the big screen with a haul of just under $24 million. The Lion King prequel edged out Sonic the Hedgehog 3 on the last weekend of 2024. Sonic, which was tops last weekend over Mufasa, brought in just over $21 million for a second place, but out-earned Mufasa over the traditional three-day weekend. Both films are entering their fourth week of release and showing decent legs. Coming in third place this past weekend was Focus Features' Nosferatu, a surprise hit that has pulled in about $70 million since its release on Christmas Day. The film is now at $100 million globally. Rounding out the top five were Moana 2 in fourth place with $12 million and about to pass $1 billion globally. And in fifth place was Wicked with just over $10 million. The Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, landed in sixth place for the second week in a row with just over $8 million big ones. Great assortment of flicks in the theaters right now to help you combat the cold. Check them out. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds increasing for the overnight with a light breeze. The temperatures dropping to the upper single digits. On Tuesday, mostly cloudy skies and highs in the lower 20s. Those winds remain light out of the north. On Wednesday, partly sunny and mid-teens. It's 6 at our studios.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt and Air on Air.
It is our 1 year anniversary here on Matt and Air on Air. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, for being on this journey with me. It's been great.
Thanks for having me. I can't speak for Calvin.
I'm always thrilled to be here.
Unbridled.
The enthusiasm brimming over from you, Calvin. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Civic Media's own Luke Mathers will be in with a Tuesday Tangent with Lukester and your call. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
TV show Chuck had an episode
How I Must Make It Right. All I need is one more try.
What blows me away
is the chance I get. I'm going to
love other people watch
like heaven. Yeah,
it's insane. It's like things I never. It's like watching fishing. Say things I Brian Ring and Joe, you're not just fishing. Hey, I'm Pete Swabble. Welcome back to your podcast, the statewide
announcement. I would take you back to the place where we met. Fell in love under the moon and stars. Lay a blanket down, lie with you on the ground.
Never right now, I'm very excited to welcome these our guest. She's been on the show before.
Say just what you mean.
Songwriter, and she's awesome.
Say yes and you will see.
It's going great. So good to have you back.
Second chance I get, I'm gonna love you like I haven't yet. Do things I never did. Say things I never said. First, second chance I get.
Songs. Do you ever play video games? Do you have a favorite?
My favorite back in the day was Duck Hunt. My son would love.
I love the Fortnite dance. My son did it too, and it's like when he and his friends would break out into it.
Right.
It's like the most fun thing to watch. And then like professional athletes were doing it. The Fortnite dance.
I
just
often wondered why Mama raised his hair. She kept her sheltered from the storms. Daughters had to know when it was safe to cross.
So we are going to have to
understand the waters rise and fall.
Talk music. I didn't make the drive all the way before.
I know that innocence is
I've been,
is
I've been,
is
I've been,
is
I've been
big jump.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. We probably had 5 to 10 between the two of us. All he started songwriting as well. And I started to ever since you a goodbye. Collaborate. All and then, alone, you know, we started learning to cover songs.
All right, here's Katie Spelling live in the studio.
My heart must hear to ever sing again. The words you used to whisper low.
No other love can ever bring again.
interaction with an audience to know, do you like the song better when people respond to it, or is it a personal thing for you?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think for a while I did it because I just like needed to, and then I started to receive feedback from people like, oh my gosh, that song, you know, this happened in my life, and this song meant so much to me. And I think about their story, and then I look back at the lyrics that I wrote, and I'm just kind of like awestruck how a completely different situation.
Totally different than what you
was this
wrote. Right, or like the story, the storyline. Like, yeah, it's a completely different like situation. But when you look at the lyrics, you're like, oh, wait a second, that's so strange.
Yeah. Katie Scullin is here in studio with me for the second time. You were here probably in the summer?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I was in pink pants.
You adhere to those rules.
Right.
I'm more brassy than that. I'll wear pink pants after October 1st. I don't care. Yeah. That's just how I roll. She's going to hopefully play something else for us. I want to ask you about videos you've done, too.
Okay.
Because I'm fascinated by that. Like, you have great. And if you want to see more of Katie's stuff, go to katiescullin.com. There's a bio there. Songs, some that have lyrics, videos. It's great stuff. Our question of the night. Ladies and gentlemen, get in on the fun. What is your favorite video game? Kate from Stevens Point. She's in the 715. Says Sims.
Ooh.
I don't even know that. I've heard it.
I wonder if it's similar. It's a long Sim City. Is that different? I used to love Sim City.
Probably. It sounds like the kids were short.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Kate. And she says, oh, we basketball. All right. We'll read more of your text. Let us know what your favorite video game is tonight. Matt Miller is here at 720 breaking down the Golden Globes. Right now, we still got time with Katie Scott. And that's where we're going to be when we come back. This is Beach Wava and Nightlife on the Civic Media Radio.
Center, WRCE, Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I drew my brother's name one year, and we went to the mall, and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him that I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country. Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my skin.
I'll face a hurricane without nets. That's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
From the center, WRCE.
And girl, you're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Walk out slow, 'cause I'm learning as you go.
because Casper loves Mario Kart. From the 818, Bridget says, we, our family has so much fun playing the resort games. That's exactly what I put. The 100 pin bowling, right, Conrad?
Yeah, yeah. Yes, I'm still here.
Jim from Appleton says, I grew up with Pog and Breakout King. My favorite game is Space Zap. It's a game that you defended your base from invasion. It's so great reading all this stuff. Like, so many video games. I'm just not a gamer. Like, I've heard of Pong. And that was, like, could you even play Pong right now? Do you know what Pong is, Katie? It's just a ball, a graphic, and there's, like, two paddles.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's the dullest.
That was, like, one of the first ones.
Yeah. And I'm sure the people that got really good at it thought they were doing stuff. Sometimes when he comes home, we'll read Steady Eddie. Oh, Steady Eddie's short tonight. He says, Paul, this is for Katie. This is always Steady Eddie. He says, I'm enjoying your guest, Katie. Question, what kind of guitar does she play, and how did she choose her guitar? That's a great question. I asked her that when she got here, and he signed it. Steadfast Edwards.
I have a Taylor.
To think he
might be
funny because some of the necks, like,
I guess he needs some time away from me.
You know, I used to be underwater all the time. I was like, I'm a little out of shape here. But yeah, as long as I could, we actually tried to film it in the lake.
Fresh off the farm, just out of school, face of an angel. Nobody.
She was underwater and I was in a dress. And, you know, it was kind of scary. Gentlemen, ladies, you got to love that. It was kind of her key, like the footage.
She's taking a vow. She ain't turning back. She knows what she wants, and you gotta love that.
You have
that.
Another one, which is almost like I'm away.
Yeah.
Second one, is that
long way from
your son
home,
or daughter? Yeah. Was a baby.
Yes.
So what was that process like? Was that your idea to bring your actual child to the movie?
No, that was the
what?
over to like see the brighter side of it.
Goodbye, Lucius.
Does it?
Oh,
okay.
You have kind of a melancholy thing sometimes. Yeah. Katie Spellin is here. It's great to have you with me. Let us know what your favorite video game is. I will read it on the radio. Peach Wobble and Nightlight. Send me a great video.
The Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. That winter storm that stretched across much of the lower half of the country, blamed for 9 deaths now. Conditions worsened overnight as temperatures plummeted. Powerful Santa Ana winds hitting the West Coast today, raising the risk of wildfires. Red flag warnings up in Ventura County. A deadly earthquake in Tibet near Mount Everest. Here's ABC's Britt Clement.
The powerful earthquake killing dozens of people after it hit a remote area of Tibet on Tuesday morning. Tremors felt in Nepal as well as parts of India. Chinese authorities registered it as a 6.8 magnitude quake, which struck Dingra County in Tibet just after 9 a.m. with a depth of 6.2 miles below ground. The U.S. Geological Survey registered the earthquake with a magnitude of 7.1.
Following time spent at the Carter Center in Atlanta, the body of former President Jimmy Carter will be flown to Washington, D.C. today. He will lie in repose at the Capitol Rotunda ahead of a state funeral on Thursday. This is ABC News.